Thank God it's today. Thank God it's Friday. Madalas nating sabihin ito when we look forward to the weekend of rest and relaxation. Normal lang na we become more grateful when we have something less stressful to do than work or school. Pero pansin mo bang hindi common sa atin ang expression, "Thank God it's Monday." Mas madalas pa nating marinig ang complaint na Monday na naman from our friends or coworkers because we dread that day. Ang sabi sa Psalm 118 verse 24, "This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Hindi ina-identify ng Diyos ang specific day that He made. Every day is a day to rejoice. Araw-araw we can say, "Thank God," because every day is a beautiful day na ginawa ng Diyos. And there are countless reasons to be thankful each day. Unang-una na riyan ang pagising sa umaga. You woke up today at tumitibok ang puso mo. May hininga sa mga baga mo. You have the strength to rise and go to work or school. May pagkain sa hapag mo. You are alive and you have something to look forward to. If you would just sit down and think about it, anuman ang pinagdadaanan mo, the reasons to thank God would still outnumber the problems. Kahit ang mga negative o hindi magagandang bagay na hindi nating normally ipinapasalamat, God can still turn them around for our good. God being good by providing enough grace for each day is enough reason to thank Him every day. Let's pray. Lord, salamat po sa reminder that there is always a reason to be grateful every day. Turuan niyo po ako to fix my eyes on your goodness and faithfulness. Thank you po sa challenges that make me stronger. Ano man ang pinagdaraanan ko ngayon, I know that you will continue to use it for your good. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I-memorize ang Psalm 118 verse 1 and challenge yourself to write at least 10 things to be grateful to the Lord about every morning. And you know what? After a while, you will have a grateful spirit. As the Lord leads you, pwede mo ring i-share ang stories of His faithfulness through social media para i-encourage ang ibang tao to also thank the Lord. Kaya dapat naming kayawe ay magpasalamat dahil sa pag-ibig at kahangahanga niyang pagliligtas. Sabi sa Awit 107 verse 8. If you've enjoyed listening to this message and would like to support the ongoing efforts of this ministry, you can do so by visiting cbnasia.org/give or click the heart icon on the Tanglaw app and make a donation. This is Camilla Kim Galvez saying God bless you.